Welcome to Daily Scripture. Today's reading is Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. The complete assigned passage is included in this podcast, followed by a brief spoken companion. The episode notes include a same translation link for reading along. Psalm 96 stands in Book 4 of the Psalms. It has no superscription naming an author, date, or occasion. Verses 1 through 9 call the whole earth and the nations to sing, proclaim, recognize, bring an offering, enter, worship, and tremble before the Lord. Verses 10 through 13 continue with the Lord's reign and righteous judgment. Hear now Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9, complete and uninterrupted, from the Berean Standard Bible.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but it is the Lord who made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
That was Psalm 96, verses 1 through 9. The psalm begins with repeated commands to sing, and the invitation widens to the whole earth. A new song is not novelty for its own sake. The saving Lord deserves fresh praise. His people bless his name and announce his salvation day after day. Then the song travels. Singing, proclaiming, and telling form one movement. The nations are not scenery around worship. They hear about God's glory, and later in the passage, they are summoned to worship him. The psalm gives a reason for this praise. The Lord is great and worthy of reverent fear. National deities are powerless images. The heavens exist because the Lord created them. This is not a contest between creators of equal rank. The Lord alone is maker. Honor, majesty, strength, and beauty already belong with his presence. Worship does not make God impressive. It recognizes the glory that is truly his. Now the nations move from audience to congregation. They are called to give the Lord glory, bring an offering, and enter his courts. Praise takes visible form. The phrase in verse 9 can be rendered as the splendor of holiness, or as holy attire. The exact nuance is debated, but the center remains clear. Worship is fitted to the Holy One. The psalm holds joy and trembling together. Glad praise is not weightless, and reverence is not joyless, because the Lord who saves is also the glorious Creator before whom every people stands. Receive God's saving action before measuring your response. Psalm 96 calls for a new song that carries salvation among every people. Revelation 5 brings that pattern into gospel focus. Jesus is the slain Lamb who redeemed a people for God from every nation, and creation joins in worship. He is not merely an example of praise. He is the Redeemer who is praised with the one on the throne. Grace comes first, then let praise travel through one ordinary relationship. Tell one person about one concrete deed of God with humility, without pressure, or making yourself the center. Father, you are the saving Lord and the maker of the heavens. Your honor, majesty, strength, and beauty do not depend on our praise. Thank you for redemption through your Son, Jesus. Teach us to receive your grace with gratitude, speak of your deeds without self-display, and worship you with joy, reverence, and holy awe. Amen. Today's scripture reading was from the Berean Standard Bible. The Berean Standard Bible text is dedicated to the public domain. A same translation link for Psalm 96 is included with this episode. The study companion uses the NLT Reading Edition as its controlling interpretive source. This audio narration was generated using AI voices from the reviewed episode transcript.